We'll go right to question.
Mr. Secretary, I hope you don't mind if the first question won't be about the Middle East this time. But, you see, sir, we won't meet...
a long speech.
We won't meet with you before the Ottawa meeting of NATO. So I thought I should ask you about rumors, reports, that the first declaration, the NATO Declaration of Principles, might be ready, and moreover, it might be initialed by you and your colleagues. Could you tell us, sir, what the situation is?
Well, as has been reported in the press, the United Kingdom has submitted a redraft of the NATO Declaration as it stood at the time that work on the declarations was suspended in March. This British draft is now being discussed in the NATO Council, and our impression is that good progress is being made. I don't want to predict whether it will be completed at the time of the Ottawa meeting. I would think, though, that the chances are good and that there is a possibility that it may be initialed in Ottawa.
I won't disappoint you about the Middle East. I'm wondering what role you foresee for the Soviet Union in the Middle East, assuming that the peace conference is successful and the situation is stabilized. The reason I ask is that about 3.5 years ago, you were quoted as saying that your objective ultimately was to expel Russia from the Middle East. And I'm wondering whether that is still your objective, and if so, whether you are on the brink of achieving it.
Now, as I remember that quotation, which was for background at the time.
It was subsequently printed, though, as I recall, and attributed to you.
That's correct. And I believe we were talking about expelling Soviet troops from Egypt. Obviously, the Soviet Union is a major power with global interests. Obviously, the Middle East is an area of great concern to the Soviet Union. Therefore, we have no intention, indeed we have no capability, of expelling Soviet influence from the Middle East. We do not believe that the influence of a country in the Middle East is directly related to who conducts a particular negotiation. As we go into the next phase of negotiations in the Middle East, which will certainly involve the Geneva Forum in some manner, the Soviet Union participates in those as the co-chairman of the Geneva Conference, and in any event, whatever the Soviet role in a particular negotiation, there is no American intention of expelling the Soviet Union from the Middle East.
Mr. Secretary, in a court deposition while you were away, John Ehrlichman swore that he sent for David Young to come to San Clemente on July 14, 1971, and that you objected to Young being assigned to the unit President Nixon was creating to investigate the Ellsberg case, and that the next day the President decided to assign Young to the unit in a conversation with Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and yourself. Charles Colson filed a similar affidavit that this meeting took place on a helicopter July 15, presumably where there was no tape recorder, and that you were present. And this appears to contradict your testimony that you ever knew of the plumbers by that or any other name, and that you had no idea Young was engaged in security operations. What is your response to these allegations?
Well, first of all, Charles Colson didn't allege that he was present at the conversation, so I don't have to deal with his statement at all. The conversation on the helicopter was at the end of a day in which the presidential announcement of his trip to China was made. It was a half-hour helicopter ride on the way back from Los Angeles to San Clemente after a lengthy dinner that had followed that presidential announcement. And therefore, it is improbable that on this occasion very complicated matters were discussed. I have stated that I knew that David Young was assigned to a declassification project, or a project that was announced, on which there were several press conferences. This was my understanding of David Young's duties. I have testified fully before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on my knowledge of David Young's activities and assignments, and I stand by that testimony. I have nothing to add to it.